Do I like old-fashioned football?
Yeah. Where you run so much.
I enjoy old-fashioned football. You know, grew up in Wisconsin. It's supposed to be cold in Cleveland this weekend, possibly snow. So grew up playing the snow myself. So it's I do. I enjoy that style. I enjoy that physicality, and it's fun.
Does it make a difference when they've got three backs playing equally, two rookies, rather than just, say, Ben, who you know?
I think they do a good job with those three, and obviously when you have more backs, you keep fresher legs, so I think that's one thing that will help them. But they're all very good, so we need to make sure that we account for all three.
What's the key of them running the ball as well? So they have 52 times in the last game, which was more than they have since 87.
I think it's a combination of things. I think their offensive line, I think their running backs, and then their scheme also helps. I think all three things work very well together. Their offensive line understands their scheme, and they work very well within the system together. Their running backs know what they're looking for, and they know how to attack. And then, obviously, they do a good job with their play calls and some of the things that they do. So they've been very effective, and obviously that's my job and our defense's job to work to slow that down.
JJ, you're on the cover of a couple of more prominent magazines. How do you handle and manage that sort of all the stuff and the demands, especially during the season?
Right.
How do you go about handling all this kind of stuff?
Right. Well, it's really easy, actually. I'm very fortunate, to have a good team around me. But the one thing that anybody who knows me, whether it's family, friends, people I work with, they know that football comes first. So I get all my work done. I put in extra work. You do all different types of things. And then if there's an opportunity to do something, then I take advantage of that. But I also have my mom and a great team of people helping with my foundation, so they take that off me for the season. Great people here help me with everything. So it's really just time management. And when, like I've said before, you know, when I don't have really too much going on outside of football in my life, it opens up opportunities to do many more things because my day is pretty wide open every day. It's football, 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 and then anything else, and then go to sleep.
You always say you're just JJ from Milwaukee, but now being on these two covers, do your friends from back home give you a good-natured hard time about it?
No, I think that's what's great about my friends from back home is they're very proud, and they've seen all the hard work, and they've seen everything, and so it's really cool to be able to share these experiences with them because, you know, there's not too many people that you can call on your phone and say, man, did you see that? How cool was that? Without sounding like you're arrogant or something. And so I can call my buddies and they can share right with me how unbelievable this whole ride is. And so it's very neat to have people who understand and who I get to actually just sit back and be like, this is pretty cool.
We've asked you these things a number of times, Jonathan Joseph. We asked about you and he talks about you being an amazing talent. He said you do so many things. Sometimes some of those things are overlooked. They forget about everything that you can do. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it very much. The opinions that matter the most to me are the guys, first off, my family and friends, obviously, but the guys in this locker room and coaches and the people who I work with on a daily basis. And so to hear them say things like that, it's awesome. And, I mean, that's your goal is to do so many things that people kind of almost forget about some of them. And so I try and do everything I do as well as I possibly can.
Is there a particular part of your game this year that you become most proud of, something maybe you've worked on from previous years that you feel like you're doing better?
I don't really know. I think one thing I'm trying to do is always working to be as good of a leader as I can be, you know, trying and be as obviously a good teammate for my teammates, but also trying to lead these guys. And as I go up in my career, obviously I want to lead more and more, and so that's always my goal. It's something that you have to work on, obviously. But there's parts of it that come naturally, and then there's parts of it also that you have to step outside yourself and say, okay, we need something. And so, but I enjoy it. It's fun. And the best way to lead is go out there and make plays, and so that's why I enjoy making plays.
You played great run defense at Pittsburgh, Tennessee, then Philly got 190 yards. What do you get to do to play it the way you were playing it and not the way it was against the Eagles?
We need to do it consistently, obviously. We need to go out there and we need to play within ourselves, play within the system, be gap disciplined, understand what's going on. And obviously, the better run defense you play, you force them into different situations, and then they don't run the ball as much. So it all goes hand in hand, and we need to make sure that we come out of the gate early and try and set that precedent.
How much has Ryan Pickett helped since he's gotten here?
He's been great. I love Pick. He's he's a good guy. He knows his role. He performs his role very well, and he's very effective at it. And he's a great guy to have around.
How much will it mean to the defense if Clowney and Christian can, you know, stay healthy and stay on the field in this last few games?
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, that would obviously be great. Good football players that we'd really enjoy having out there on the field.
Spend a lot of time with Brian Malik because you're a defensive player, but I'm sure you're curious. You've kept an eye on him. What kind of leader do you think he can be? What are you seeing with him?
I'm looking forward to finding out. You know, I think it's one of those things that, you know, we had a bye week, and this is his first chance to go out there and get the start. So it's new for everybody. So it'll be new. It'll be interesting. It'll be exciting. So we'll see how it goes. But my job as a defensive player is to do as well as I can and make sure that my defense does as well as we can to help put him in good situations so that he can have success.
Do you see things occasionally in practice make you kind of nod and say, yeah, he's interesting?
I know when I bat one of his balls, I sure feel it. That's what I know. But, yeah, I'm obviously looking forward to seeing what he can do out there.
Did you Wisconsin kid, does playing in the snow kind of bring back childhood memories at all?
Yeah, I look forward to it, you know. Growing up in the cold, it's a little bit different than down here. When football season is kind of when you start to get that crisp in the air up in Wisconsin, and as you play, you get a little bit more and then some snow. So down here, today is really one of the first times we've really had that crisp in the air. And so, I got a little pep in my step, and I'm loving it. So it's pretty great to have this weather, and I look forward to going up to Cleveland and playing up there. And maybe there's a wintry mix, like they like to call it. So we'll see.
Ryan, JJ, is there anything new or different opposing teams are trying to get you? I know you've seen it all.
Yeah.
Anything new or different this year?
Yeah. There's always new and different things, and it varies from week to week. But that's part of the fun. It's part of the ongoing chess match, and it's part of the challenge. And I've always said that's what makes it more exciting when you do get back there and you do get home, because you know they're trying to account for you. And so.
What is maybe one of the craziest things that you've seen?
Well, I can't tell you that now. Come on. I can't give away anything. I'll tell you after the season. How about that?
When you move around, is that everything you're told to do, or do they give you freedom?
It's a combination of both. Sometimes it's within the scheme or within the system. There's certain different things we do, and then there's also times where I get the freedom to move around a little bit. And so I've been very fortunate both in Wade Phillips and now in Romeo Crennel that we've had that trust between us, that they trust me to know that I'm going to help the team, and I trust them to put us in the best position as well. So I'm very fortunate. It started to come a little bit later. I would say more so in my second year. But, yeah, it came as it went, and sure didn't start out like that, that's for sure.
What would happen Sunday if you saw Ryan taking a selfie?
If I saw who? Oh, yeah. I'll make sure I have a talk with him about that. He can take one today, though, just not Sunday. At all? Y'all have a good one.